Okay, so this is now. I was struggling for a second then because I could see the clock counting. I had sort of 10 seconds, thinking, oh my goodness, there's no way on earth I'm going to sort of finish on time. I started to feel like I was in the King's speech for a second then. I thought I was going to start to panic or something. So I just wanted to sort of use this as the sort of conclusion of our little sort of housekeeping admin thing, just to sort of get up to date. And I think it's quite nice to have these little episodes where I can sort of say anything at all, clear out the decks or whatever the expression is. So I've been very busy. Things are much calmer now. We have a few weeks where we can sort of take it easy. I can focus once again on the Pemberley booze and continue. And I've noticed all of the people involved in the project have been doing a fantastic job, a lot of effort is going in to not only the actual sort of authorship, the writing of the story, but also all this the sort of emails and messages and things people have been sort of sending to each other. And I'm speaking here, you know, I'm not in any way I wasn't there from the start. I was sort of invited, and I do, you know, I'm aware of my place in the sort of chain of command, if you like. Oh, by the way, can I just mention very quickly, I think we need to do a promotion here. I went for my walk today through the campus. Just put my MP3 player on, off I go, walking through the campus here at the UCLM, and I was thinking, should we not launch a campaign to promote the long A vowel? So I think we should all start saying bath and not bath. We should all say class, not class. So that's our mission. If you say class or class, from now on we're going to say class, okay? I think we're rather super. Actually, I just thought a bit of fun, I suppose. Anyway, so we shall sort of see what happens with that. So we're promoting the long A vowel. Even Sir Roger Moore, he admits that he had to work on his long vowels. It didn't sort of come naturally to him. He had to learn how to speak with the long A. So, yes, I think we need more long A's. Don't we, Pilar? Yes. So I want to say very quickly before I forget, while I'm sort of mentioning all of these things which I have to do, I feel like I've sort of been away on holiday or something for a few weeks. I've come back and my inbox is full. I have to say, what did I want to say? I want a quick message to Adam Spunberg. I do apologise, I haven't returned the questionnaire. And it's been on my mind the whole time I've been sort of away, and it is in my it's on the top of my priority list. If you still want it, that is, I understand if you've sort of found a replacement, but I will fill in the questionnaire and get it back to you as soon as possible. Here we go. I'm going to finish this little episode, and then we can begin. I believe we're on to episode or chapter 4 now. Is that right, Pilar? I believe it's chapter 4 we're going for. So we are very much behind, but I think it will be possible if we work hard. That's you and myself, Pilar. We can get all these up to date by the end of the project. By the end of May. And by the way, just because I'm doing this doesn't mean nobody else can. I mean, if anyone listening would like to have a go at doing the audio boo, I'm quite happy to hear an alternative sort of interpretation of the book, of the story. So feel free. You can set up your own audio boo account completely free. Go for the free account. And sort of do some episodes if you want, and just use the Pemberley Boo tag to sort of keep them all together. Just let me know which episodes you're intending to do. But I'm quite happy if I do chapter 4 and 5 or something, then someone does chapter 6. I'm quite happy. Otherwise, I'll keep on going until the end.